Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Glenn Krieger. Now, this is not a 5-Minute Friday, and this is not a regular Orthopreneurs podcast. This is just something I want to do for you today on Sunday, so let's call this a 7-Minute Sunday. Nice alliterative sort of title. Now, one of the biggest questions I've been getting recently, there have been two. One is, hey, by the way, I don't know what to do in my future. I'm kind of burned out. I'm a little tired. I've been working for a few years. I built myself a decent sized practice and I don't know where I want to go or what I want to do. And, you know, what made you choose your path, Glenn? And the second is, hey, when I'm ready for an OSO or DSO, this equity thing, what should I do with the equity thing? And I think they're two very big, different conversations. The first is about planning. The second is about guessing. And I want to get into those real quickly. I promise this will be less than 7 minutes long, start to finish, okay? So in terms of your plan, did you follow my advice a while ago and actually put down a plan and write down what it was you wanted in your life? Did you figure out when you want to retire and what you want your retirement life to look like? If you could close your eyes right now, and I want you to look into the future. Now, if you're brand new out of school, like literally out of school, I want you to focus on 5 years from now. And with your eyes closed, I want you to focus on where you plan on being in 5 years. What does your life look like? What kind of house do you live in? What kind of car do you drive? What does your social life look like? What does your spiritual life look like? What does your clinical acumen look like? All of these things are really important for you to figure out and then put on paper. Because if you don't plan it, it's never going to happen. And one of the most powerful tools in your life that you can ever use in your favor is understanding precisely who you are, what your strengths are, where you need to work on things, and where you want to be. So in terms of your plan, you got to figure that out. Now, let's go back and say, okay, why did I do what I wanted to do? Well, my partner and I had a plan of where we wanted to get. We wanted to have a certain size number of practices. We wanted to have a certain size production. And then our plan was to build a bulletproof business that if we wanted to sell, we could. Or if we wanted to keep practicing another 30 years, we could. Now remember, at the time when we partnered with Smile Doctors, an OSO, not a DSO, we were 37 and 54 respectively, right? Or 38 and 54. So Doug was 38, I was 54. So that just goes to show you that no matter what your age is, doing this can make sense for you. And for us, and more importantly for you, the question I'd ask you is, if you're building your business and you've gotten to a point where you're no longer growing at that 20, 25, 30% per year, like we were growing year over year for the first 5 or 6 years, and you feel like you don't want to keep pushing to continue growing that hard, like, you know, 30% a year is hard, 25% a year is hard. And if you're going to leverage your life to do that, that's great. But if you'd like to maybe have a little bit better of a lifestyle, if you'd like to continue running your business the way you are, but to do it with a 5 or 10 or 15% growth rate, if you want to continue growing and doing well, but the idea of adding 2 or 3 or 4 more practices or growing another $1.5 million, $2 million, $4 million, $8 million is just too much for you to think about, it's a great time to consider going into an OSO. Why? Because you're going to get paid for what you've accomplished now. And you can continue running your business. You can continue making things the direction you want. And you can help reduce your burnout by letting somebody else come in and partner with you on things like human resources, like marketing, like finding new team members, like taking over accounts receivable and accounts payable. So when people ask me why we did what we did, it fit into our plan. And I know people who've been out of school 3 years who've done it because they started a practice, grew it up huge, and decided that that's what they wanted to do. And I know people who've been in business for 40 years who've done it. But again, as I always tell everybody, the best thing you can do, like we tell our patients, is informed consent, which means find out what you would get if you chose to go this path. If someone were going to offer you $10 million cash tomorrow, $10 million cash, and allowed you to practice autonomously, would that be enough money? Now, don't tell me that money doesn't matter in your life. Money matters in all of our lives. Money may not be a priority in your life, but it matters, right? What you're going to do for retirement and how you're going to feed yourself and your family and the trips you might take and the things you want to do and the CE you want to take, those all cost things. So if someone came in and said tomorrow, hey, here's $10 million. You keep working the way you want to work for at least the next 5 years and then do whatever you want to do after that if you want, does that sound appealing? Someone might offer you $1 million. They might offer you $25 or $30 million. But my point here is, It's very, very important for anybody who has a plan to determine what do they want in their life long-term and short-term. And most importantly and germane to this concept is, what would you get paid if you sold your practice tomorrow? So I tell everybody, it's in your best interest to at least explore this world of OSOs to find out what would you get. And to get a letter of intent, it's not binding. You're not signing anything. You're just getting information to find out what you would make if you decided to partner with a company. For me, it was Smile Doctors. I looked into a few others, and that was the best fit for us. And again, if you want to learn more about that and you want to talk to me, just message me on Facebook or reach out to me at glenn@kriegermail.com. And I will always make time to sort of help you. And again, while I am biased towards Smile Doctors, I can tell you about the broader markets in general. Now, that brings us to the second point about equity. People always ask me about equity, you know, and that's the common question I'm getting right now, because there are some folks out there who are making what I would refer to as wildly optimistic promises about what they expect their equity turns to be. Now, let me explain to you real quickly what this means. If you get a $10 million offer from an OSO or DSO, let's assume they're going to give you, you know, $1.5 million in equity and $8.5 million in cash. Now, we're not going to get into that now. I've spoken about that enough. And if you want to learn more, just message me. But that $1.5 million is going to turn at some turn percentage, a multiple as it's called, at some point down the road. It could be 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, but generally speaking, it's going to turn. And it's not uncommon to say that in a 3 to 5 year period, top 25% companies in private equity will turn at a 2.5 to 4x turn. That's pretty standard in the industry if you ask around. And that's what would be proven statistically. You know, an average one would be about 14% per year, you know, but if you go top 25%, which some of them are, you're going to see a better return. But I'm going to quote my cousin who runs a private equity firm. When it comes to multiples, there is not a soul on the planet who knows the multiple you will be paid for any deal that they are not currently going through. They can pontificate, but that's as close to accuracy as me telling you next year you're going to grow your practice by 37%. It's not founded in any truth or knowledge. You have to run the numbers, and even then, you can't figure it out exactly. And so, if anybody says to you, join us and we'll give you a 6x multiple, a 7x multiple, a 9x multiple, I'm going to call BS. Why? Because nobody knows. And number two, with the economy being the way it is right now, which let's be honest, is not robust. The markets are not robust. Interest rates are up, which means borrowing money costs more for any private equity firm who's borrowing money to buy. And the deals are not going to be as strong. Now, this doesn't come from me. This comes from talking to multiple people across multiple platforms in the private equity world. And they'll all tell you that right now is a tougher time. But that's fine. If a company is looking to do a flip or a private equity transaction right now, probably not the greatest time. If their timeline is a few years from now, great, better. But generally, most companies look at a five-year timeline as when they're going to do things. And remember, as far as I know, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the only OSO, that's an ortho-only support organization, that has had a private equity turn so far has been Smile Doctors. There are other good ones out there, but they haven't been through this before. And Smile Doctors is the biggest. So that's one of the things that sort of drove me in that direction. And if you ask them, even they will tell you that nobody knows for sure what the next equity turn is. So my advice to you is this. Don't look at the equity turn as the main determining factor of why you do this. Go back to my initial conversation. The main reason why you're going to do this is because the amount of money you're going to get paid for the work you've done in your practice to build it to today makes sense to you for a long-term or short-term plan. Meaning, hey, if I got $10 million now, that would allow me to invest in X or Y or Z. It would allow me to know that my financial future is set. It would allow me to know that I could work another 5 or 10 years and be financially set. It would mean that I could pay off whatever I need to pay off, X, Y, Z. That's the reason you do it. Because you want to cash in. And it's also nice to be part of a group of individuals practicing together who share a common goal of making that company stronger. Now, if you're in it just for yourself, that's a problem. I don't want you as my partner. And there have been many people who've been told, no, thank you, we're not interested, because they're in it for themselves and they don't want to grow the whole broader perspective. But again, my best advice to you is, if you're not sure and you're on the fence, and you say, you know what? I'd like to learn more about this. Reach out to me. We'll talk about it. But definitely get an LOI or a letter of intent from a company to at least find out what does the future look like. If it doesn't work, great. come back in a year or two or four or six. But at least knowing where you stand today costs you nothing except some time to give the required paperwork you need to give. And then they'll even tell you, most of them, hey, if you need $10 million and this offer was only six, this is what we suggest you do over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years to be able to get to where we need to get. And so I hope this has helped you. I hope this little audio 7-minute Sunday, I don't know how long I went, helps you tremendously. But please reach out to me on Facebook or Glenn at Krieger Mail. I'm always here to help support you any way I can. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and everybody's going to try to sell you on what they've got to sell you. And while I'm biased to smile doctors, the hundreds of people who I've helped through this process, of which the overwhelming majority I sent to other OSOs or DSOs or told them not to do it at all, will attest to the fact that I will always give you an honest, fair, balanced way of looking at this, the same way we provide care to our patients in an honest, balanced, fair way. So reach out to me. Just wish you a great Sunday and much love to each and every one of you. Take care.